And we continue our emergency triple team traffic coverage. Ricky Meese, are we getting any relief out there?
It's just a really rough ride. The problem is these delays that have filled in are dragging down your KSL travel times. You're looking at a basic 60-minute commute, give or take, to get from southbound I-15's downtown area all the way to Lehigh. But the delays are start to ease up a little bit after Bangor until you're getting into Utah County. Northbound I-15, still seeing spots of delay going from the point of the mountain to Murray. And then southbound I-215's east belt, some heavy and slow traffic from about 3900 south on the way to Knutson's Corner. Dave Meekum.
Well, the drive on the I-215 west side home, that's still going to be a rough one. You're going to have the delays just past I-80, still going to be stop and go down past the 21st South Freeway and really still down to 3500 south before you see that really start to thin out and improve. And if you're heading all the way into Utah County right now, you're going to pick up the slow traffic right on top of the point of the mountain. Matter of fact, it gets down to stop and go in places all the way down past Thanksgiving Point, all the way into Lehigh right now. And past Lehigh Main Street is where you'll see that improve. Mark?
Well, you're going to be very heavy coming out of South Salt Lake. KSL travel cam showing 4th North on the way to the North Interchange is where the traffic starts to improve, but then you're going to get bogged down once you clear Centerville up to Layton Hills Mall. As a result, Highway 89 has been overflowing as well up to Fruit Heights and beyond. 215 Legacy Parkway, both slower than normal. Still have some slow delays in Far West with lane restrictions on northbound I-15. Business owners, do you know there's a solution to employees' high deductible plans? Use Medalis Medical's primary urgent care plan to reduce out-of-pocket costs. Start saving money. Visit UtahSolution.com. Mark Jackson at the KSL Traffic Center.